KP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. Authorities say the engineer at the controls of the Amtrak train that hurled off the tracks while rounding a sharp curve in Philadelphia has refused to talk to police. They say he also had an attorney when he left a meeting with investigators. Meanwhile, the death toll is up to 7, and NTSB board member Robert Sumwalt says various teams continue working at the site.
The search and recovery effort will actually take precedence over our accident investigation, and we expect to be able to get in there very soon.
The Pentagon is nominating new chiefs for the Army and Navy.
Defense Secretary Ash Carter's recommending General Mark Milley to be the Army's top officer.
A warrior and a statesman.
Milley now heads the Army Forces Command, where he decided to charge Sergeant Bo Bergdahl for abandoning his post in Afghanistan. Carter's also tabbing as the next Navy chief, Admiral John Richardson, who leads the service's nuclear program.
The go-to officer for many of the Navy's tough issues.
Carter still needs a new Marine commandant after the president chose General Joe Dunford to be his new Joint Chiefs Chairman. Sagar Meghani at the Pentagon.
Two big car companies have added about 1 million more vehicles in the U.S. and North America to a recall involving faulty airbags. Correspondent Yuri Kayama explains.
Toyota and Nissan, which are both Japanese automakers, expanded their recalls over the airbag inflators made by Takata Corporation. The recalls that they announced total to 6.5 million vehicles around the world.
The Senate has confirmed Sally Yates to be Deputy Attorney General, putting two women in the top posts at the Justice Department, Yates and Attorney General Loretta Lynch. Yates has been the acting deputy since earlier this year. This is AP Radio News. Gunmen kill more than 40 people aboard a bus in southern Pakistan headed for a Shiite community center. AP correspondent Asif Shahzad reports.
At least six gunmen intercepted a bus carrying some 60, 65 people of minority Shia community. They opened fire and shot indiscriminately. Later, they sped away on three motorcycles. Someone, it's not clear whether it was the same driver who was driving the bus before, drove the bus to a nearby hospital.
The Justice Department is asking to join a blind Miami University student's federal lawsuit, accusing the Ohio school of using technology that presents a barrier to her education. The lawsuit says course materials were inaccessible to her text-to-speech software, and she hasn't received material in Braille or other forms she could use without help. The university continues to deny it's done anything wrong. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.